Amazing. Look, you just click on sprocket. The number of teeth we want is going to be 20. We put our chain pitch, which is the width in between the links measured on center of each pin. And then we measure our roller diameter. That's going to be a 0.31 roller diameter. And then you hit go and bam, there's our sprocket right there. All we have to do now is make a hole in the center for the jack shaft and a cutout for the machine key. And we're ready to go. My toolpath is loaded. The next thing I need is some material for our gear. And that is what I have my scrap shelf for. I'm looking for some half inch thick mild steel. Oh man, this is 3/8, so that should do the trick. We're gonna place it right on our cutting bed here, and that's it. There's our sprocket. Man, this machine is a rock star. We just took a piece of scrap metal that was headed to the trash and made it into a usable part. Almost.